Their supervisors, thank you.
Next item.
Item number 10, from the Milwaukee County Deputy Treasurer, requesting authorization to modify Milwaukee County's Statement of Investment Policy.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. The resolution in front of you is to remove one sentence from the investment policy that appears to be inaccurate or not very factual. It was actually added to the investment policy in March of this year, which was previously approved by this committee and a board. It was an oversight by everybody that the statement was inaccurate. In the resolution, if you go to line number 220. Well, 221 is where the strikeout begins. Right. But line 220 lists the type of securities that Milwaukee County is recommended to invest in through its advisors. And it lists U.S. Treasury obligations, government agent securities, and government-sponsored enterprises. That statement should stop right there. The statement after it states that you can only invest in these securities if they are, if the principal and interest is fully guaranteed, the full faith and credit of these securities is fully guaranteed by the U.S. government. That is an inaccurate statement. The U.S. Treasury and the U.S. government will only guarantee U.S. Treasury bills, bonds, and government agency securities like Ginnie Mae. Government-sponsored enterprise securities are like Federal Farm Credit, Federal Home Loan Credit, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. These items are not guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. They're guaranteed by the individual agencies that issue them, but the statement that the federal government has to guarantee those items affects over 200 securities that are in our portfolio right now. This was discovered by our investment advisors. So that I'm asking that, recommending that this statement be removed as is. It will not affect the investment policy as a whole.
Supervisor Neal?
Thank you. Thank you, because that's what was my question. Who put that statement in there?
Former Treasurer Don DeLiberti added that statement in March of this year. It did not appear in the investment policy before that.
And this board approved that because he's going on the vice of the Treasury?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, yes.
Okay.
I believe that it was approved in the April session.
All right. And now you're saying you want to take it out because it will affect 200 of our portfolio securities?
Yes. If the chairman, Mr. Chairman and supervisors, if the statement remains in there, I've been advised by our investment advisors that these assets would have to be liquidated, more than likely at a loss. I don't have that number because it depends on when they're liquidated. These are very popular securities. They're proven to be very safe for investment purposes. They do secure the principal of public funds.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If not, do we have a motion? Supervisor Lipscomb moves adoption. There's no other questions. Would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 10 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.